Oh, I don't mind meeting and greeting. I think that's very wise. I just get nervous because we're dealing with personnel matters, and we have a very leaky board, and that's my concern. I have no problem with a meet and greet. But
yeah, I have not. I haven't sent out even names. I've only received the names, from Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, thank you, because some of this, we have to be careful with this information because it could be used. Torpedo 18.
Four candidates that you submitted to me, or that the committee submitted to me, Sean.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to ask Director O'Brien, with his statement and comment, are we understanding that your thoughts, Director O'Brien, is that the ultimate person to select the candidate should be our executive director as per the bylaws? And that is a question.
Absolutely.
Sir.
That's what the bylaws, that's how the bylaws lay it out. There is no requirement to further confer with the LSB or to ask them for a vote or any kind of approval. It is up to the sole discretion of the ED. For very obvious reasons.
Thank you very much, sir. You've clarified something for me. I'm sure Arlene is hearing your statement.
Exactly.
And I'm well aware of that, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got my email, huh, Arlene?
I got your email. I got several other emails. And, I know exactly what my duties and responsibilities are. I also know that a good thing for the entire foundation is, whenever possible, to mend fences and work with people if possible.
I hear that.
Not changing the rules. In other words, I'm not asking for approval from anyone.
Exactly. No, I appreciate that, and I think that's a wise.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim, did you want to introduce the motion that you suggested earlier?
Yes. I wanted to report back to the PNB that the Affiliates Task Force met on December 9th. Which was its regular meeting night, and passed unanimously a new Affiliates Task Force organizational proposal.
That's not what I'm talking about at the moment. I thought that you had a motion for FSRN doing underwriting.
Oh, no. You must not have gotten my email. I said that in light of the fact that on a conference call with FSRN earlier, this week, they are not in a position where they could possibly add another fundraising stream, and so at this time they cannot go forward with underwriting, so the board should not consider it at this time. It should be tabled until such a time that FSRN is desiring of taking this up.
Okay, good. So that's not on the agenda then?
No, it should. I asked it to be removed.
Okay. Campbell, you had a motion that you wanted to introduce with regard to FSRN. Do you still want to do that? Campbell?
I'm sorry. I was muted and talking to my room.
We've been there, done that.
Okay. This was sent around on December 13th, and the subject line in it is FSRN, Cash Flow Crisis and Resolution. And, at the time, and we still may be facing a number of challenges going forward, it's not just dealing with the immediate need, but looking at being able to resolve the circumstance so that we don't end up in the same place again. And there are two pieces of this that are on, as I printed it out, it's on the second page of the communication. And what I'll do is just read the resolutions that I would be asking for the PMB to adopt. And in so doing, we would be making it convenient and facilitate a larger source, including the CPB, which is supposed to be saving stations, to contribute money to support ultimately support FSRN.
Point of information.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is my question is there is a group through the affiliate task force that is working with FSRN on this, and I would think that this would be germane to their work and not necessarily
that
this point.
That isn't a point of information, as you can.
I have a comment.
It's a comment on what. What,
no, I said isn't at the beginning. That makes it a question. Isn't it? Isn't that the fact?
May I respond, Mr. Chair?
Well, Campbell, would you introduce your motion first? And
sure.
We'll take,
sure.
You know, questions about it.
Yes. Thank you very much. The resolutions are, first, one, Pacifica hereby authorizes its staff, board leadership, and affiliates task force to pursue immediate funding from CPB and or another source up to Pacifica's indebtedness to FSRN, estimated at $160,000. This funding
Campbell, hang on a second. There's some background noise. Somebody is speaking. Isn't muted, loud speaking in the background.
I have a point of information that I think should be heard before we continue with Director Campbell.
I'd like to get a motion on the floor before we do points of information.
Well, but I just want a clarification here, sir. What is this coming out of a committee report? I mean, why are we
It is not coming out of a committee report.
So why are we doing it?
Because the same reason that Jim's would have been allowed, which is that I have been, in the course of the executive director's speaking, when there is an issue of some immediacy, I have been allowing motions to be made which weren't coming out of committee and which weren't noticed in 7 days advance. I've been doing that consistently all along.
That's why
we're considering this.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. So this is, his motion is coming out of the executive director's report,
correct? It's a response to the executive director's report, right?
That's what I just appreciate the clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have 5 minutes.
Are we good to go?
Go.
Okay. Pacifica hereby authorizes its staff, board leadership, and affiliates task force to pursue immediate funding from CPB and or another source up to Pacifica's indebtedness to FSRN, estimated at $160,000. This funding would be solicited as a grant, or failing that, as a junior indebtedness, which may be reimbursed by an agreed upon plan for debt reduction against future CPB grants to Pacifica. Two, Pacifica hereby commits itself to consider any and all funds received from CPB for the described purpose to be parenthesis restricted. These funds will be held in a separate account until paid to FSRN. Payments to FSRN will be made in monthly amounts no less than $40,000 unless otherwise agreed upon by FSRN and Pacifica. CPB or another donor may exercise any appropriate oversight over the Pacifica processes in implementing the purpose of this grant/loan. May I amplify this a little bit?
Hadn't been seconded.
Does it need a second?
Second.
Was that a second?
Yes, second.
Okay. I believe that was Andrea.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that this motion be postponed.
This is Tracy for the STAC. I'd like to say something as well.
I just heard Richard, so is there a second for Richard's motion?
Second.
Okay.
May I speak on that, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes. I think I get to speak on the postponement.
You do. That's right.
Director Johnson, this is a very busy, very full schedule, and the thing that you're bringing now is something that's very complex and needs a lot of people like the CFO and the Finance Committee and Affiliates Task Force to look at it and make sure that's exactly what we want to do. We have no way of having enough information at this point to bring something this size on us tonight. Thank you.
Yep.
John for the stack.
May I respond to that?
Leslie to the stack.
Marcel for the stack.
Okay, so Campbell, go ahead.
Yes.
Would you all limit your responses to 1 minute? We've only got probably about 3 minutes left altogether.
Yes. Some of this has already been implemented, and this is the kind of thing that as we get more institutionally oriented donors, even though FSRN is able to or has been able to identify initial sources of funds that will deal with the immediacy of this month's need, I think that as we are going forward, it's going to be a longer-term challenge, and we have the possibility of getting some support from CPB insofar as supporting us as a station and supporting FSRN's stations through the support of FSRN. I have shared an entire, what shows up on my printer is a five-page document that goes into the details of this, and I've discussed this with Ursula, and, you know, I think that this is the kind of thing that's come out of those discussions, and it's something that has a certain degree of immediacy here. If we dance around with the NFC, which I don't think has a role in this necessarily, this is just segregating funds that we already owe to FSRN, saying that if we get more funds for FSRN, that they would be restricted to pay FSRN. And other outside folks may want this from us as a nonprofit. Nonprofits all the time are subject to restrictions of funds for certain specific purposes.
Okay,
and
Campbell,
this would
that's got to be a minute. And Bill,
would 1 minute left.
What's that?
1 minute left on the ED report.
Call the question.
We had several other people that wanted to speak. I heard Leslie and subsequently Marcel, and I thought I heard Sean in there somewhere. Did I?
And there was a Jim and a Tracy.
And what was the sequence? Could anybody tell me?
I thought I was first, but that's not unusual.
God. I beg to differ. I thought I was before Sean.
How about Tracy on that?
Leslie, Sean, Jim, and Marcel. We really need to extend time if we want to have comments on this.
So moved.
Five minutes.
I withdraw my request
second,
to talk.
Second the motion for 5 minutes.
Arlene?
And could you repeat the stack, please, George?
I have it as Sean, Leslie, Jim, and Marcel. I'm sorry, Leslie, Sean, Jim, and Marcel.
Arlene.
And Arlene. And Arlene, I'm going to give you preference as the ED, and since this is directed to you, to speak first.
This will be very brief.
Not yet. We need to extend time. Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Go ahead, Arlene.
We've made an agreement, at least informally or verbally, with FSRN that checks can be made out to Pacifica, that they will be immediately credited to what Pacifica owes to FSRN, and they will be immediately forwarded. And at this point, we've forwarded everything except the $50 check that we received this afternoon. We're keeping a spreadsheet so that they know daily anything that comes in here.
Okay, thank you. Leslie. Please keep track of the time, so 1 minute. Let us know when 1 minute's up. Good.
I'd like to refer this to both the ED and the Affiliates Task Force for their recommendations.
You already postponed it.
That's what's under discussion. I'm making another motion.
You can have
two amendments to a motion. This is the second.
Yeah, but I don't think you can.
That's a substitute.
I don't think you can amend.
You can have two motions following a main motion. This is the second.
Not an amendment.
I don't have.
All right. We'll leave it. So instead of postpone, you're suggesting, referring it to the ED. That we don't have to do that. Well, you're asking her opinion on it at a subsequent meeting. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like the task force opinion on this.
Okay.
Point of information, LaVarne.
Just a moment. Is there a second to that motion and to refer this to the affiliate?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Would you like John to get
candidate on the phone? Any you would like you to know?
Yes, yes. We'll do this right after this, right after we finish this. No more than 5 minutes. Okay, thank you. There's a second to that. Is there any discussion
second.
Of... was seconded. Is there any discussion of that motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The thing that I'm concerned about is that we have an understanding that pertains to the immediate needs here. What we are looking for in terms of the broader context of this, and it's similarly a desire to get commitments early on, would relate to funds that would be coming through Pacifica. This wouldn't necessarily just be for FSRN, although it would be for the benefit of the affiliates that we're looking to ultimately benefit. But once FSRN is paid, there's, you know, additional desire to have getting involved.
Campbell, are you speaking to the question of whether to postpone or whether to...
Yes. I'm saying that the need is immediate in terms of getting commitment. Okay.
So this
is the kind of apparatus that's important to have in place so that you can get a lot of institutional commitments.
I'm going to go back to the stack. I'm going to go back to the stack that I had on the original motion to postpone. Unless there's
one more minute,
but I'll ask you to speak to the question of whether to
Mr. Chair,
whether to support the amendment or not. If you'd like, Sean.
Yeah, no, I want to make a substitute motion that we refer Campbell's Campbell's motion to the Finance Committee. I appreciate what he's trying to do, but it is very complex. I feel that it's been sprung upon us, and we need the input of the Finance Committee. So I offer up a substitute motion to commit this to the Finance Committee.
Okay, it's out of order. We've already got two amendments to a
motion. No, it's a substitute motion. That's not out of order, Mr. Chair.
We got a main motion, we got a motion to postpone, and we have an amendment to the motion to postpone.
That's right, and I'm saying substitute all that.
For 4 days.
Substitute all that for a simple motion.
You can't do it, Sean. You can't do it.
Why not?
We've got two amendments on a main motion, and you only get two amendments on a main motion.
A substitute motion is also a
motion. That's my ruling, Sean. That's it. My ruling.
I would like to appeal that.
Oh,
the substitute motion overrides all of that, and you can also amend the substitute motion. So you are wrong.
Time.
Is there a second to his motion to appeal this ruling? Okay, hearing none, there's no appeal. Unless I hear a motion to extend time, I'm going to go to vote on the amendment, and then we'll go to vote on the motion to postpone. And if all of that fails, we'll go on the original motion. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I think he is correct, though.
I don't think he's correct. That's been my...
I already
made the ruling. We're past that. We're just the question of... The question is...
The Chair, keep manipulating the rules. I love this. Thanks.
Call the question.
He's called.
And that's an insult, and it's inappropriate in this meeting.
That's okay. Well,
to be insulting people's
motives. I'm sorry you feel insulted. The way you've been manipulating the rules repeatedly for months.
George.
We're finished with this.
George.
We're finished with this. I didn't hear a motion to extend time. And so we're going to go to a vote.
So moved.
Is there, and how, for how long?
10 minutes.
How long?
10 minutes.
Okay. You want to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there an objection to that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. This requires two-thirds. Would you take the roll, Lucia?
Shram Agnir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Question, is this a motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Shit.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reed, Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Udell.
No.
Nia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery Orendoff.
What did I just vote on?
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Isia Wangaza, yes. Andrea Turner, you pass. How do you vote?
No.
For those who are speaking in the background, you were voting on a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. What's the count on that, Afia?
I have 11 yeses.
Yeah.
And six noes.
Okay, so the motion to extend time fails. It requires 2/3. We're going to go to a vote on Leslie's amendment, which, as I understand it, Leslie, correct me if I'm wrong, is to refer this to the executive director for a response at a subsequent meeting and to the affiliates task force for their consideration.
That is correct.
And recommendation.
That is correct, George. Thank you.
Okay. Would you call the roll on that, Afia?
Shram Agmir.
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
I am
Brian.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Would whoever's shouting in the background please mute yourself? Good.
Summer Reed. Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Udell.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Repeat the motion, please.
The motion is, as I understand it, to refer Campbell's motion to the executive director and the affiliate task force.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Excuse me. Kimmery Orendoff. Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Isia Wangaza. Yes. Schramm, you pass?
I'll say yes.
Okay, 12 yeses. And 1, 2, 3 noes. And 1 abstention.
I think there were 5 noes.
Okay.
5 noes? 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4. I'm sorry, I have 4. And 1 abstention.
Is that the final count?
That is.
Okay. The amendment passes. We're supposed to vote on the main motion, which was Campbell's motion as amended, which is to forward it to as you just heard. Is there any objection to that? Can we do that without having to take a roll call vote? Okay, hearing none, then, the action taken on that will be to forward that to the ED for consideration and to the Affiliates Task Force. I believe that we have the candidates for the affiliates position on the phone. Is that correct? Joseph, are you there? John, are you there? Heather, are you there?
Let me call him. Let me call John. This is
yeah,
Miller.
John sent me a message just a moment ago that he did.
Yeah. Told me.
No, George?
Yes.
Bill.
I'm getting Joseph on right now.
And is Heather on? I just want them to be ready, yes. This is a public stream. They can listen any way they like.
Yeah, George?
Yes, Bill?
For timekeeping, we have 10 minutes total for each. Do you have one limit the individual statements?
Yes. I asked them to limit their speaking to 3 minutes. Leaving 7 minutes for questions. That can be a little bit flexible, but not much. I mean, it's their time, basically. So that's the rule. That's what they've been told.
Okay. So I'll just say when there's 3 minutes up, and then
right.
1 minute each for questions or something
right.
like that.
Okay.
And this is Jim.
Well,
I'll get off again.
Okay.
Campbell, would you send me that motion, please?
Sure. I thought I had sent it to you previously when I sent it to the board, but I'll send it again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Heather.
Great, Heather. Glad you're here.
Heather Gray. Yeah, thanks.
We're waiting to get Joseph on, and then we'll begin.
I'm on.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Joseph.
Yes.
He's on.
Hello?
You're on. We can hear you. Hold on. We're getting it together, Joseph.
Okay.
George, are you on mute?
Okay, do we have Joseph on as well?
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay. So I don't know whether it's any advantage. Well, let me say first of all, thank you all for being willing to be of service to the board, to the affiliates, and to the listeners that we all serve. What I'd like to do is each of you will have 10 minutes, 3 minutes to sort of present whatever you would like about yourself and the rest to respond to questions. The 3 minutes a little bit fuzzy. If you need to expand a little bit, it's your time. And I don't know whether there's any advantage in going first, last, or second, but my proposal is that I have written 4 names on a piece of paper here. I've shuffled them up. I have no idea what order they're in. And if it's acceptable to the board, I will just tell you what the order is I have in this set of papers, and we'll go with that. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. The first one is Athea, the second one is Joseph, the third is Heather, and the fourth is Jim. Okay, Athea, your 10 minutes.
having served with you all to date, and made it perfectly clear that my primary focus is a healthy Pacifica in order to ensure a healthy affiliate network relying on Pacifica's content as we small low-power FM grassroots community stations do, and continue to be anxious about the Pacifica's delivery system. Not only does that meet our needs, but it is and perhaps even at this point is, the mainstay and as important as programming for Pacifica's health and well-being.
Probably not.
Pacifica is to us meaning affiliates, a source of content. There are other entities that build stations more effectively than Pacifica is capable of doing. Other formations that lobby and are expert and effective at that. But Pacifica's touchstone is content. And I'm quite anxious to advance the call that affiliates have consistently made about access to content and the exchange of content, the elevating of the exchange between the Pacifica stations and affiliates, and moving that to the next level. As many of you, I would imagine, are aware, I am absolutely delighted that we are now broadcasting Al Jazeera and have affiliates asking when will that be available to us as well. So I'm quite anxious that we move that process along to ensure that we do have, we meaning again, affiliates do have access. As you are also aware, my focus has consistently and with surprising and at points pleasant success been able to raise the profile of the affiliates program, bring greater understanding of the affiliates program and of the importance of the affiliates relationships. And I certainly will continue that. I'll stop here and answer whatever questions you have.
Are there questions for Afia?
Yes.
Okay, Kimmel.
Okay, would you describe what you believe a collaborative relationship with the other members of the affiliates task force would look like?
I believe that the affiliates task force needs to be an affiliate-centered formation, that there has to be a concerted, conscientious effort to engage and to encourage the participation of affiliates, as I have done throughout my term, ranging from ensuring that every quarterly in-person PMB meeting reserves time for any affiliate representative who'd like to come in and participate, either personally or on the telephone. In previous times when we've had telephonic town hall meetings, when we reference the various documents that form the Affiliates Task Force, and even more importantly, reference the survey that was taken some time ago, viewing it as a checklist and the basis for collaborative work and goal setting for both the task force and the and Pacifica, because they, as I said earlier, make for a healthy relationship, a healthy partnership between the two, and ensure that we both not only survive but thrive.
Are there other questions for Thea?
It's Bill.
Bill, good.
I'd like to also ask all questions. How much time do you think you will have to devote to the Pacifica National Board and the committees, and which other committees are you interested in serving on?
As you've heard me say on various occasions, I view radio as a lifeline and not a commodity. And that, for me, is more than just a slogan. In fact, it is so important to me that I used my personal residence as a part of the funding stream for our local community station. The attention that I give to radio generally, Pacifica more specifically, is consistent with that belief that radio media is a lifeline and not a commodity.
Are there other questions? Okay, hearing none. There was.
Yes, if there's time permitting.
How much time do we have, Bill?
About a minute and a half.
Good.
Okay, if you were elected chair of the task force, how would you describe your role in representing the affiliates to outside organizations and persons?
I think that the Pacifica bylaws, in conjunction with Robert's rules of order, provide a tested, long-standing structure and process that promotes order and advancement. It is a process that I think has served the foundation well and would serve the task force even better.
Okay. We're out of time, or nearly so.
About 1 minute.
We do have 1 minute. Okay. Was there a very brief question, a brief answer? Okay, hearing none, let's go on then. Joseph Orozco, again, welcome to the PNB, and you have 10 minutes, the first 3 minutes to present whatever you'd like, and the latter for questions.
Okay, well, thank you for including me on this call here. I put in my application to the Pacifica Board affiliates seat. Thinking that a good way to get back into the national level scene again, I had been formerly a member of the National Federation for Community Broadcasters Board of Directors. I served as the chairman of the board for three of those 4 years. I've been at KIDE since its inception. Actually, I was an original board member. That was back in 1979. I signed on the air actually 30 years ago, as of yesterday. And in 1988, I took over as the manager of the station and continued on through ups and downs and ins and outs. So actually, native radio is my strong suit. I'm very good at organizing and networking. One of the reasons why I wanted to be on the board of directors of NFCB, because I thought and I saw that that would be an opportunity to network with stations that have all this experience, of which native radio, being brand new in 1980, we're going day by day without any connections and no help. So at that time, there was no satellite system, so we were just doing volunteer work and playing as much music as we could possibly get people to do. Thinking that there has to be much more to radio than this, as we already have a number of commercial stations playing nothing but music and selling products. And here we have this license that's a non-commercial license that should be doing things that are strengthen the community, to bring awareness of helping people understand their situations and how to make better decisions, and how, most importantly, to tell our own story, because that's what I see that radio has for Native people, is the ability for us to tell our own story in our own terms without somebody else trying to tell our story for us, which is what we have experienced through school history books and whatnot, and all the way down the line. So this is, radio to me is a tribal sovereign right to be able to speak for oneself. And that's what my intention of, in way of piloting KIDE, is to be that vehicle to not only bring in the important information that comes from other sources such as Pacifica and Public Radio International and Native Voice One, but being able to position ourselves so we can share our information back to these networks. And that's one of the key elements that I would really like to get involved more in, is using my knowledge of networking to make these connections.
Just 3 minutes.
And I was just on another webinar earlier today. It was the snapshots of Native stations that Native Media had conducted a few months ago, and it was all the results. And of the results that were shown on the graphs, I don't have a copy in front of me, but I noticed that through the networks and through the organizational networks, that the number of Native stations that were participated in the survey, I think there was something like 33 of us, most of them connected with Native Voice One. Okay, that's logical.
This time.
And as they went on through the other networks, there's only two, maybe three of them that were connected to Pacifica. Now, there's going to be another 33 more stations coming on board in 2011 or 2012. Down the road, we're going to increase. And I see that this is a great opportunity for Pacifica to garner some more members from the Native networks, because I see Pacifica and AudioPort as another vehicle for us to get our stories out to the national mainstream. So I very much would like to help Pacifica negotiate its way through some memberships with the new Native stations, which would strengthen Pacifica.
This time.
At home and internationally.
Thank you, Joseph. Questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And my information indicates that you have a solar-powered station. But my question is in regard to you've been discussing national linkages. Do you see that there might be a possible way to connect with AMARC in terms of your participation? Would we be able to expand outside of our limited perspectives in North America to encompass more of the Americas? Or how would we do that?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I would hope so. I myself, not having the financial ability to make that link to AMARC, but now that the more recent one had been in South America,
mm-hmm.
And there's quite a few people that I have had contact with in other communities in Peru and then Central America also. So I see this bond, a spiritual bond, a racial bond, it's not our fault that the borders got placed where they are. So I would very much would like to make that effort to embrace the AMARC in Pacifica and Native Radio. I can see that link. And why should we always just limit ourselves to the United States portion of the continent?
Thank you.
Other questions?
Bill?
Yep.
As I asked, Fia, how much time will you have to devote to the PNB and our committees? As you know, they're kind of long and they take quite a while. And what other ones besides affiliates could you be interested in serving on?
That, I have to admit, I'm not that much aware of the other committees that are options as far as the amount of time I can devote. I could try to get 10% of my time at minimum, but I would have to take a look at what the options were. I'm not that much aware of them.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Let me see if there anybody else
has sure.
a question. If not, I'll come back to you. Any other question from someone who hasn't asked you? Okay, Campbell?
Yes. What would you describe in terms of your belief of how you would have a collaborative relationship with the affiliates task force? What would that look like in so far as relationship with the other people in the task force?
My relationship would be a networking relationship, as I said earlier. I haven't been involved with the Affiliates Network of Pacifica. I've been affiliates members of NSBB, of the Indigenous Communications Association, of the Native Public Media. So I'd have to... I'm a person who just can easily talk with somebody, that complete stranger who has a point of view. I listen very well, and I consider my answers before I speak.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
1 minute.
Time for a brief question and answer.
Being a radio person as we are, I can't stand to have dead air.
If you were elected, Joseph, if you were elected chair of the Affiliates Task Force, how would you describe your role in terms of representing affiliates to outside organizations and people?
My role would have to be a leadership role and being a center voice, and also as a director like a traffic director to, if they have another interest that I don't have, but I know of somebody within the task force that could answer their issue better, then I would definitely delegate that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Just 10 minutes.
That's fine, Bill, or what?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Heather, again, welcome to the PNB. You'll have nominally 3 minutes. You can expand it a bit if you like, 10 minutes in all.
All right. Thank you as well. I've been a part of community radio since 1991 when I started a program at WRG called Just Peace. Actually, I'm the third producer of this program, and Just Peace essentially being that there can't be peace in the world without justice.
So, but I've been doing this since then and have also served on the board of directors of WRFG. More recently, well, I just stepped down as chair of the board of the radio station, and I guess my primary role as serving as chair of the board was to raise money for this essential power move that we needed to make, thanks to the directive of the FCC. But that was a major challenge for us, but we did it. I would come to, or I wanted to share with you, I mean, this is all written in the what I sent to you all, but I come out of the civil rights anti-war movement. I work in the rural South, actually, with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives is my work, working with in support of black farmers and also in cooperative economic development across the South. But my work in the South has also included activism with, I don't know, some of you all might be familiar with the Southern Organizing Committee that is no longer existing now, but is sort of one of the major economic and racial justice groups for some time in the South. I served on that board.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
We've got some reading going on.
Something else going on here that's interrupting this.
Yeah. Just a moment, Heather. Would you mute yourself? Have you got some noise? Like a sounds like a pinging in the background. Okay. Continue, Heather.
All right. So I'm also a radio person. I have problems with dead air as well. But I think that one of the things that that I would want to share with the board is my work at the Federation of Southern Cooperatives and both the Southern region and national affiliations in rural communities and rural economic development that I'm really interested in working on and sharing with the affiliates, actually, and also the specific board generally. I mean, I think that given whatever is happening in the economy, I think we need to be more creative in the way we raise money. So that's one of the things I really am interested in talking about. And my interest in radio just generally is, the mission of WRFG, of course, is to serve as a voice for those who are denied access to mainstream media and standing against sexism, racism, militarism, and so forth. I mean, I think that all of the voices that we've heard so far tonight from the candidates have certainly resonated everywhere throughout the Pacifica network, and I just think it's extremely important and powerful. So that's about all I'd like to say, if anybody would like to ask questions.
Yes, any questions?
It's Bill.
Bill?
I guess same question I was asking others.
Sure.
How much time do you think you would have to devote to the PNB and its committees, and are you interested in the other committees other than the affiliates task force?
Well, I would like to know also, I was really interested in Joseph's comments. He wasn't sure about the other committees, and I've been looking at Pacifica website, and I'm not sure what other committees there are either, but I'm interested in fundraising. That would be my interest. And as far as time is concerned, whatever it would take, I mean, I'd like to talk with other folks about that as well.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Well, since Bill is repeating himself, Mr. Chair, may I?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much, Heather. Would you describe what you believe to be a collaborative relationship with the affiliate task force? What would that look like?
A collaborative effort? Well, I think, I'm just so impressed with the fact that we have so many community radio stations across the country, and I think that it's an incredible, powerful entity that I don't think has been recognized or used enough. I think that, I mean, I know that there are collaborative efforts ongoing now with programs and so forth, but I think there could be a lot more done, and I keep going back to fundraising, but I think there could be a lot more collaborative efforts with radio stations in raising money. I'm interested in looking at a lot of the green industry. I think that that probably most of our community radio stations across the country are somewhat engaged in this in their various local communities. I think that we could do a lot more nationally on this. And I'm saying this because I work in agriculture, so I know something about what's happening in agriculture around the country locally in terms of urban agriculture and so forth. So, I mean, I'm interested in talking with talking with affiliates to see what we could do to strengthen this movement nationally and in ways that could benefit the stations economically as well. And I do want to mention, one of the things I didn't mention is that I was the one who played sort of a central role in getting information out to communities around the South for this last phase of FCC certification, both in the Mississippi Delta and Alabama and in South Georgia. So I'm hoping that, well, I know we now have radio stations in the Mississippi Delta, but we're hoping that we're going to see some in Alabama and Georgia as well to sort of add to this mix. We need more of these voices in the rural South, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Other questions?
Mr. Chair?
Somebody has a siren in their background.
Somebody's got a jet plane.
Please move, mute yourself if you're hearing a siren locally. Was that Alberto?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I want to, Heather?
Yes.
This is Alberto, and I want to thank you for throwing your hat into the ring. And I really don't have a question. I just want to congratulate you on the effort of throwing your hat in the ring. And, you know, I'm Alberto.
Thanks, Alberto. I appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, Rico.
Yeah, Rico here.
Yeah, I'd like to thank all of you guys for throwing your hat in, actually. But Heather, you mentioned that we could, you'd like to see us work collectively better at fundraising. Do you have any specific ideas of how that might be attained?
Yeah, I, in fact, have been talking with Ursula a little bit about this because we were interested. Well, I think it could be a win-win situation if we were working with some of that. Equal Exchange, for example, needs to sell its products. You know, talk about Central America. We're getting coffee and other things coming from South America as well as East Africa, actually. But they need vehicles to promote their products. And I think that if there, and there are, I'm just using Equal Exchange as an example, but there are many others out there, many cooperative ventures as well, that need a voice for selling their products. And I think that our radio stations could be used as a vehicle to raise money both for something like Equal Exchange and for the radio stations as well to benefit from the sale of products, not that they would be packaging and distributing themselves, but they would serve as a voice, a vehicle for something like Equal Exchange. So I think we haven't looked enough at how we could do this and how it would be implemented, but I think that there would be opportunities out there for us to look at this kind of thing. And I've actually been also talking with some groups about this, and there seems to be an interest in it. So I'm just using that as an example. I think that one of the things about our community radio stations and our producers is that they're experts in their fields. They know everyone in their own communities. It's just a huge resource that I think that we haven't utilized enough. I hope that makes sense.
Thank you. This is I'm Rico Ross from KPFK. Thank you.